Of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. It is currently 84 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then the debate between vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz is tomorrow. Experts are saying it's a very important test. So we are going to look back at some of the big moments in vice presidential debate history coming up in just about another 20 minutes here. Then food security has long been an issue among college students. Lately, it has been increasing.
There's a huge stigma that, oh, if you're going to college, like it's a rite of passage to be poor and only eat ramen. And I really don't believe that needs to be true.
Now, some universities are tackling the issue of hunger on campus. Details just about 25 minutes from now on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative, stamped, and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with low in the mid-50s, gusty winds out of the southwest, shifting to the north after midnight. Tomorrow, sunshine not as warm, highs in the lower 70s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence and 88 in Manhattan. It is 3:20.
NPR News.
The right to be free, to play, to be safe and courageous. Big ideas in a new children's book by former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick and broadcast personality Nessa Diab.
We want it to be fun. We want it to be joyful. But we also want it to have that extremely powerful message that kids can carry with them.
More with the authors of We Are Free, You and Me, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Tom Parkinson will be your hosts.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka, 88 in Abilene. The time is 3:30.
Finished higher across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas state agencies gathered feedback today on how to fund its latest water plan as drought is affecting the state. The Kansas Water Plan lays out goals like conserving aquifers and protecting reservoirs. Currently, Kansas puts about $60 million a year toward the plan, but officials sought input on increasing that to $140 million a year for things like improving water quality and dredging reservoirs. Some at the meeting in Wichita thought the investment still falls short. Here's Lorraine Lowry of El Dorado.
It is a drop in the bucket to the grand scheme of things. Kansas has underfunded water for a long time, but I think it's good that people are having these conversations finally.
A previous plan proposed an investment of $370 million a year, but was pared back due to financial constraints. The renewable natural gas industry has surpassed 400 facilities nationwide, with more than two dozen now in Kansas and Missouri. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
Renewable natural gas repurposes methane from sewage, hog farms, and other sources to make fuel, Kansas and Missouri now have 25 facilities and more are planned. Shell USA plans to capture methane from a southwest Kansas dairy. Springfield and Kansas City, Missouri want to produce renewable natural gas from wastewater or landfills. Proponents say this biofuel helps the climate. Some environmental groups are skeptical. They say, for example, that switching homes from combustion to electricity is greener and better for human health. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
Pregnant people in Kansas now have fewer options for childbirth, especially if they want a holistic birth. New Birth Company, a licensed independent birth center, has closed after more than a decade in operation. The facility in Overland Park was the only holistic birthing center in the Kansas City region. There are similar centers in Topeka, Wichita, and Yoder, Kansas, but none in Missouri. Former CEO Kendra Wyatt says they closed partially because of low Medicaid reimbursement rates. In Kansas, that amounted to $1,295 per delivery.
That doesn't work. And I don't believe in the model that says, well, just overcharge those who have their insurance paid by employers. I just don't believe in that.
Wyatt says unless something changes, many women on Medicaid in the region will not have the option to give birth holistically. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Gusty winds coming out of the southwest for most of the evening, shifting to the north after midnight. Tomorrow, sunshine, not as warm, highs in the lower 70s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Emporia. It's 85 in Atchison. It's 3:35.
This is...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. College is back in session all across the country, and some students are worried about more than just the cost of tuition. Research shows that college students are going hungry at a higher rate than the U.S. population as a whole. As Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports, some college campuses are working on creative solutions.
At Northern Illinois University, maybe then the old idea of the starving student will no longer be taken lightly. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains focused on agriculture, food production, and other issues of interest in the region. It includes Kansas Public Radio. It's based at KCUR. For more stories like this one, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, presenting a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico. Exhibit features photography of the Oaxacan Memorial Holiday, opens October 4th. Information at ExploreNoto.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, we will meet some voters who live along a 15-mile road cutting through Milwaukee area segregated neighborhoods. That's as election season continues, and segregation is a really big issue up in Wisconsin. We will also remember the life and career of NBA Hall of Fame center Dikembe Mutombo. He came from Kinshasa intending to become a doctor, but instead he became one of basketball's most colorful characters. Becky Sullivan talks about Dikembe Mutombo, remembering him and his contributions to the game and more. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, not as warm, highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cooler tomorrow night with a low in the mid-40s. Back into the upper 70s for Wednesday, warming up again on Thursday with highs back in the upper 80s. It's 86 degrees in Topeka, 84 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
Supporting research to improve the lives of young people at WTGrantFDN.org.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, proud to be your NPR station from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about a minute. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Manhattan. It is 4 o'clock.
Journalism and cultural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It is 85 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4:06.
This is All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West, open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, in western North Carolina, officials are worried about the unfolding disaster there following the deadly flooding that resulted from Tropical Storm Helene. Dozens of people have died, many more unaccounted for. We'll get the latest from Nathan Rott. We'll find out more about the recovery from Helene in Florida as well. Frank Morris is down there. And we will tell you all about the New Mexico Prickly Pear Festival. Albuquerque celebrating that. All of it coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Something's fishy tonight on KPR's Evening Classical Music with Destiny at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations. You will find out exactly what that is when you tune in. Plus, we say farewell to September with a suite of folk songs of the Four Seasons by Ray Vaughan Williams. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two tonight, stick around after All Things Considered for This American Life. Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs in the lower 70s tomorrow. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence and 90 in Manhattan.
Support for our news.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Both KPR 1 and KPR 2, you will hear Morning Edition with Tom Parkinson as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series discussing the City of Lawrence Ballot Resolution 7442. October 3rd in the Library Auditorium. Details at lplks.org.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Abilene. It's 4:30.
In states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. For NPR News, I'm Michael Livingston in Harbor Springs, Michigan.
NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas state agencies gathered feedback today on how to fund their latest water plan as drought affects the state. The Kansas Water Plan lays out goals like conserving aquifers and protecting reservoirs. Currently, Kansas puts about $60 million a year toward the plan, but officials sought input on increasing that to $140 million a year for things like improving water quality and dredging reservoirs. Some at the meeting in Wichita thought the investment still falls short. Here's Lorraine Lowry of El Dorado.
It is a drop in the bucket to the grand scheme of things. Kansas has underfunded water for a long time, but I think it's good that people are having these conversations finally.
A previous plan proposed an investment of $370 million a year, but was pared back due to financial constraints. Several community clinics in rural Kansas will receive federal funding to expand mental health and substance use disorder services. About $3 million will go to centers that are located in mostly rural parts of the state, including Pittsburgh, Junction City, and Salina. The money will go toward expanding access to mental health care, including telehealth. It also includes increasing access to opioid use disorder treatment and medications. The federal agency administering the funding says rural areas have historically lacked access to the services. Clinics in Wichita and Lawrence also received some funding. The Kansas City Chiefs are the only unbeaten team left in the AFC after raising their record to 4-0 yesterday. They came from behind to beat the Los Angeles Chargers on the road 17-10. Greg Eklund reports.
The Chargers jumped out to a 10-0 lead after forcing a pair of Chiefs turnovers on their first two possessions in the game. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he knew the Chiefs offense had some work to do.
We weren't playing good, but I think the best thing about it is, I mean, no one talks about it, and they start to now, but our defense is a really good defense.
The Chiefs grabbed the lead for good in the fourth quarter on a 2-yard run by Samaje Perine, but the win was costly. Wide receiver Rashee Rice left the game with what's being talked about as a potentially season-ending knee injury. 1 week earlier, Rice had 12 receptions, a career high. I'm Greg Eklund.
Governor Laura Kelly has directed flags in Johnson County, Kansas, to be flown at half staff from sunup to sundown on Wednesday in honor of former Johnson County Commission Chair Annabeth Serbaugh. Serbaugh died in August at the age of 79. She was a member of the Board of Johnson County Commissioners for 18 years and the first publicly elected at-large chairman of the board after passage of the county's home rule charter. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4:35.
PM Saturdays starting October 5th on Kansas Public Radio.
Join us for 105 Live, proud to bring you locally produced programming. Again, that starts on Saturday, the 5th of October.
Support for KPR comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District. Now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up on KPR, news headlines at 5:01. Then, Georgia's governor spoke today about the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene and its remnants.
To see the level of destruction that a hurricane could do, being this far from the Florida line, is unprecedented.
Coming up, we'll hear from the Secretary of Homeland Security about federal relief efforts. It's all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Lows in the mid-50s tonight under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny, not as warm. Highs in the lower 70s. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Procter & Gamble, maker of Nervive. Nervive Nerve Relief is designed to reduce occasional nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort in hands or feet due to aging. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And from ECMC Foundation at ECMCFoundation.org.
Brat summer might be over, but at Morning Edition from NPR News, we're always here to help you understand the vibe of the season. Oh, and the news, too. Join us every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. for, you know, the vibes and Morning Edition. Tomorrow, your local host will be Tom Parkinson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, K. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock. This is KPR.
Others include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, celebrating 25 years of serving the KPR listening area. Class schedule and more information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Manhattan, 87 in Atchison. It is 5:06.
Is considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and lots of other frequencies, too. You can always find us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org or listen with our app. Wherever you get your apps, we have one for iOS and we have one for Android.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, food insecurity is becoming a major issue among more college students.
There's a huge stigma that, oh, if you're going to college, like, it's a rite of passage to be poor and only eat ramen. And I really don't believe that needs to be true.
How some universities are tackling the issue of on-campus hunger. Details in just about 25 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting contemporary swing revival band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, October 3rd at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at Liberty Hall, October 3rd.
Monsters rule Friday night at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. This time around, some classic chillers for the Halloween season. Dr. X and Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. See him on the big screen Friday night. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets at the door made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka, 87 degrees in Chanute. It is 5:20.
We want it to be fun. We want it to be joyful. But we also want it to have that extremely powerful message that kids can carry with them.
More with the authors of We Are Free, You and Me, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, your local host will be Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny and not as warm with a high in the lower 70s. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
Air speed assistance technology, as it's known, the European Union already requires such systems in new vehicles. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Pregnant people in Kansas now have fewer options for childbirth, especially if they want a holistic birth. New Birth Company, a licensed independent birth center, has now closed after more than a decade in operation. The facility in Overland Park was the only holistic birthing center in the Kansas City region. There are similar centers in Topeka, Wichita, and Yoder, Kansas, but none in Missouri. Former CEO Kendra Wyatt says they closed partially because of low Medicaid reimbursement rates. In Kansas, That amounted to $1,295 per delivery.
That doesn't work. And I don't believe in the model that says, well, just overcharge those who have their insurance paid by employers. I just don't believe in that.
Wyatt says unless something changes, many women on Medicaid in the region will not have the option to give birth holistically. Several community clinics in rural Kansas will receive federal funding to expand mental health and substance use disorder services. About $3 million will go to centers that are located in mostly rural parts of the state, including Pittsburgh, Junction City, and Salina. The money will go toward expanding access to mental health care, including telehealth. It also increases access to opioid use disorder treatment and medications. The federal agency administering the funding says rural areas have historically lacked access to the services. Clinics in Wichita and Lawrence, however, also received some funding. The Kansas City Royals are headed to Major League Baseball's postseason for the first time in nearly 9 years. Luke Martin reports their playoff run begins tomorrow.
The Royals' 4-2 win over Atlanta on Sunday was enough to ensure at least some October baseball for the boys in blue. With a regular season record of 86 wins, 76 losses, the Royals are the second wildcard team in the American League. They'll face off against the Orioles in Baltimore on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoons. If they win at least two of those games, the Royals advance to the division series against American League leaders, the New York Yankees. That five-game series is set to start October 5th. I'm Luke Martin.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence and 86 in Topeka. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
She collected their belongings as they climbed inside.
They were just very happy to go. That's the memory I have.
Roja said she hopes the implosion won't discourage ocean exploration. The Coast Guard will now put together a final report, which could include recommendations for new safety regulations and possibly criminal charges. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Hansen in South Carolina.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on KPR. I'm Laura Lorson. College is back in session across the nation, and some students are worried about more than just the cost of tuition. Research shows that college students are going hungry at a higher rate than the U.S. population as a whole. As Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports, some college campuses are working on creative solutions.
At Northern Illinois University, the community can quickly fall in love with the garden program.
Like the other day, I went to get tomatoes, and there was a new student moving in with his parents, and his mom was like, I love gardening. And she's like, can we try the tomatoes? And it was like, absolutely, like, they're free to take.
Advocates say they want to see more campuses finding ways for students to access food. Maybe then the old idea of the starving student will no longer be taken lightly. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, focused on agriculture, food production, and other issues of interest to the region. It includes Kansas Public Radio, but is based at KCUR. For more stories like this one, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, we visit Milwaukee. Ari Shapiro and a reporter from WUWM spoke with voters along a 15-mile road cutting through the Milwaukee area. Talk about that, plus remembering the life and career of basketball great Dikembe Mutombo, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight. Lows in the mid-50s, gusty winds coming out of the southwest this evening. They'll shift around to the north with gusts up to 30 miles per hour after midnight. As you might expect with those brisk north winds, it's not going to be as warm tomorrow. Sunshine prevails, however. Tomorrow's high in the lower 70s. Cooler tomorrow night with a low in the mid-40s. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 86 in Emporia at 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise.
.org.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, your NPR station from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. Stay with us. News headlines coming your way in just about 60 seconds. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.